Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, good morning. Joining us now, Larry Kudlow, the CNBC senior contributor and also the host of the Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. Larry, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
Glad to have you. So the president tweeting over the weekend, the U.S. economy looking very good, in my opinion, even better than anticipated. Companies are pouring back into our country, reversing the long-term trend of leaving. The unemployment numbers are looking great, and regulations and taxes have been massively cut. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Larry, start off with a softball this morning. Is that the way you perceive it as well?
He's right. That's it. He's right. No question.
All right, so things
are going. I'll say just two other things. One is, I think we're on the front end of the biggest investment boom we've had in at least 20 years. This is a CapEx, capital goods spending, which is probably the key component that we lost in the last 20 years. And, you know, if it gets back to par, if it gets back to where its trajectory is long-term before 2000, that fills in the percentage point that gets you from 2% to 3% GDP growth. I saw my friend Jason Furman making fun of the forecast. You know, the Obama people, by the by, with their big spending stimulus package in 2009, they predicted 4% economic growth. All right, which was pretty laughable, spending multipliers and all the rest of the Keynesian toolkit. Never happened, obviously. Never happened, not even close.
Did they really predict 4%? That's amazing.
Yeah, people have forgotten that. If you just go back and take a look at past budgets, I think they expected the first 3 years or the first 4 years to be 4% growth.
Wow.
So not even close. The bigger point, besides the investment boom, by the way, which includes productivity and wage hikes, will, I think, power the GOP in the midterms. I mean, I see all these pundits talking about how the Republicans are going to get killed. Well, I don't think so. And in fact, polls, which, you know, I don't think much of most polls, but they're showing a big rise in the Republican management of the economy. It's well into the mid-50s. And, you know, at the same time, they're showing a big rise in Trump's approval rating. And the generic poll is also, I think it's 5% down. And for Republicans, that's very good. I mean, if you're down 5 or 6 points, given that these polls overweight Democrats, that's even. That's even, Stephen. So we will see. You know, I think a strong economy is the key to those elections.
Well, let me ask you, can that maintain that momentum, though? Right now, everybody's happy because they're starting to see the increase in their paychecks. Are they going to forget about that and it's just going to be used to it by the time November rolls around?
Well, you know, the great thing about increasing after-tax paychecks is that it keeps on coming. I mean, it just keeps on coming. Mm-hmm. And they will remember that. And if anything, I think you're going to see a pretty good rate of job creation, maybe 175, 200,000 per month. So you got more jobs and higher wages. That's a great combination. And as I've said many times, and I guess my friends on the Democratic side don't agree, but to me, the evidence shows, or a good chunk of the evidence, the academic research, the peer-reviewed papers, they show that the biggest beneficiary of lowering business tax rates is the working force, the working folks, the wage earners. And sure, this is going to last. This thing's going to last several years, not just several months.
I want to ask you about, you know, you got the gang back together. You wrote a piece with Art Laffer and Stephen Moore over the weekend. Trump needs a return to King Dollar.
Right.
And, you know, I've seen the president, speaking of the value of the dollar, I've seen the president over the course of the past year at alternating times talk about the strength of the dollar. He's talked about it. Maybe it needs to be a little bit weaker. It's maybe too strong right now. Where should it be, do you think?
Should be. It should be at a pretty high level plateau. Okay, the dollar's dropped 10% in the last year. Now, it's not the worst thing in the world because it's still way above where it was in I guess, 2011 to 2013 or 2014. But we don't want to see the dollar fall. If the dollar falls on a continuous basis, you're going to see much, much higher inflation. You're going to see much, much higher interest rates. And you're going to see investors from around the world move their dollars out of the dollar into foreign currencies, right? You don't want to own a currency whose value is slumping. Mm-hmm. And you don't want, you know, a great country needs a steady, reliable currency. So, you know, we talked about, first of all, adjectives, sound, steady, stable, reliable. Okay, that's what King Dollar is. And if that doesn't happen, you know, I think the Fed has to take steps to retire reserves and shrink their balance sheets some more. It may be that they're too loose. I'm not sure they are, but I'm just saying lower tax rates for growth and a steady currency to curb inflation are cornerstones of this supply-side economic approach. It worked under JFK. It worked under Reagan and Clinton. By the way, Clinton had one of the best Treasury secretaries in decades, Democrat, right? Robert Rubin, who coined the phrase, a strong dollar is in the nation's interest. And he was absolutely right, as I've told him many times. And that's exactly the posture that the Trump people should take.
Just quickly, do you think that we could see, since they're riding so high on these tax cuts, could we see any additional tax cuts maybe mid-year and in exchange for those actually cut some spending?
I doubt it.
I'm dreaming.
yeah, that's a dream. I think, you know, my friend Steve Forbes calls the big tax cut bill, which he approves of, as a down payment on future tax reform. And I like that a lot. I think if the GOP keeps both houses, that is a possibility. But they've got to also work on the budget. They've got to limit spending. And interestingly, Mick Mulvaney's OMB budget was kind of trashed by people on the left and the right. If you actually look at the numbers in there, he keeps spending at around 20% of GDP, which is very good. In fact, it slips to 19.1% of GDP in the back years. All I'm saying is if you keep spending at that area, that's fine with a growing economy. And they're trying to chase after large and small entitlements, for example. That stuff has not really been discussed. I don't know if they'll get it, all right? Perhaps they will, perhaps they won't. But it's a much tougher budget than you think.
All right, Larry Kudlow, thank you very much. As always, for more Larry, you can get him on Saturdays. WMAL carries him at 7 p.m. Larry, thank you very
much. Appreciate
it. 844 on WMAL.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.